Today's daf is Erev in Daf Dalid. There are two basic topics on today's daf. The first topic is we're going to clarify Rav Nachman's sheet about how to measure an amma with regard to different halachos, mavoi, sukkah, klayim, and we're going to introduce another halacha, mizbeach, how we measure an amma. And the second and primary topic of the daf is the three areas of halacha, shiurin, chatzitzin, and mechitzin, that are all halacha l'moshe misinai, and we're going to ask about how each one really seems to be a din d'oraisa straight from the pasuk, and not really halacha l'moshe misinai. So we left off two lines from the bottom of a Rava. The Gemara had said yesterday, right after the two dots on Gimel and Beis toward the top, we had said, Abaye says, Mishmeid Rav Nachman, that there are two types of amma. There's amma bas chamisha tefachim, and there's amma bas shisha tefachim. And for different halachos, we use the amma bas chamisha, and for other halachos, we use the amma bas shisha. We were mechalik between an amma sukkah, amma's mavoy on the one hand, versus amma's klayim on the other hand. The amas sukkah and the amas mavoy, we use 5 tefach amos, and the amas klayim, we use a 6 tefach amah. And we pointed out that there might be some exceptions to that rule, because we just always try to be machmir. Rava says, no, we always use a 6 tefach amah. There's another way to be mechalik between amos, because when you measure tefachim, there are two ways of measuring tefachim. You can measure a tefach by holding your fist with the fingers loosely held in a way where there's a tiny bit of space in between the fingers, or you can hold the fist very tightly, where the fingers are very tightly packed together, and that therefore makes for a smaller tefach. So when we say that we use an amma is made out of 6 tefachim, which kinds of tefachim are we talking about? Are we talking about the small tefachim or the big tefachim? Rava says that's the whole discussion in the name of Rav Nachman. So again, two lines from the bottom, Rava Mishmeid Rav Nachman Amar, Kol Amos Ba'amma Bas Shisha. Every time we have a din of an amma, it's always an amma bas shisha tefachim. What's the difference between the different halachos? Ela halal sochos v'halal atzevos, that when we deal with certain halachos, that we use the larger size tefach, and therefore a larger size amma, and when we use the other halachos, we use a smaller size tefach, therefore a smaller size amma. Meisvei kol amma shamrucham ba'amma bas shisha, ubelvach lo yumuchuvanos. So we said we have a brisa that says that all amos, we use 6 tefach amos, as long as but shaloyu mukhvanos, we'll see. Rashi says shaloyu mukhvanos kinem mefarish v'azlishu amos climb sochkos v'shalmoy v'sukat sevos. That means to say that we use the different types of tefach in measuring these amos depending on which area of halacha we're in. So bishlam al Rava kiyech davin alal sochkos v'alalat sevos. So according to Rava, this works out really well. We understand exactly what this price is telling me, that all amos are shisha, are 6 tefachim, and the only issue in various areas of halacha that we have to mechalik is which kinds of tefachim are we measuring with? El Abaye Kasha. But according to Abaye's version of Rav Nachman that we learned yesterday, that we're mechalik between different areas of halacha, some that need 5 tefachamas, some that need 6 tefachamas, how's he going to understand this brisa? The brisa said, Kol amos amrucham bam bashisha, that all amos are amma bashisha. Abaye says not so. So amlach Abaye, Ema amas klaim ba'amma vashisha. Abaye says, no, you have to amend what the brisa means to say. It's trying to tell me that all amos of klaim are an amma bas shisha tfachim, but amos in general are not all amos of shisha tfachim. So, frankly, Gemara, can you really read the brisa that way? Vamiduktani seifa, it says in the seifa of the brisa that Rav Mishum Gamliel Omer, Kol amos shamruchamim biklayim ba'amma bas shisha, obavad shloim etzum tzamos. Mechal d'tanakama kol amos ka'amar. Rav Shimon Gamliel introduces in that brisa that dafka by klayim we always measure with the 6 tefach amos, obavad shloim etzum tzamos, he adds. But the implication is Tanakama holds when he says kol amos in every area of halacha, not only in klayim. So how could Abaye say that the Tanakama means only amos in klayim are 6 tefach amos? That's Rav Mishum Gamliel shita. So Amalach Abaye v'lav mi'ikor Rav Mishum Gamliel d'kai kavasi anodabri k'Rav Mishum Gamliel. Abaye says exactly. You're right. The Tanakama holds that there is no such rule that all amos are 6 tefach amos. Tanakama holds that all amos are 6 tefach amos in all halachos. Rav Mishum Gamliel holds holds that it's only a din in klayim, and by other halachos we use an amah bas chamisha tefachim. And when I said in the name of Rav Nachman that we use an amah bas chamisha tefachim for sukkah and mavoi, and an amah bas shisha for klayim, I'm assuming like Rav Mishum Gamliel. Kamakam shon Rav Mishum Gamliel mishnah seinu halach kabosa. We're supposed to pass like Rav Mishum Gamliel anyway, so I'm going to paskin like Rav Mishum Gamliel. So my whole statement was only within that shita. So says Gemara Labai Vade Tanoihi LaRava Milema Tanoihi. According to Abaye, you have to say it's a machlokas tanoim. Now Rava, who thinks that in general we always measure all areas of halacha with the name of Bashisha Tvachim, would Rava say it's a machlokas tanoim also? Meaning, would Rava say that that he holds like the Tanakama, and that Rav Mishum Gamliel would disagree with him because Rav Mishum Gamliel would hold that it's only an Amma of Klayim that's measured by six Tfachim, whereas Rava says, like the Tanakama, that all Ammas are measured by six Tfachim? So Amalcha Rava would say, no, Rav Mishum Gamliel agrees with me also. Rav Mishum Gamliel's Chiddush is not that it's only by an Amma of Klayim that's six Tfachim, not other areas of Halacha. No, all areas of Halacha is six Tefach Ammas. Ha'asalash Minan. Amas Klayim Lo Yitzamtzeim. The Chiddush of Mishum Gamliel is coming to tell me is not to be Mitzamtzeim an Amma of Klayim. That when we measure the Amma of Klayim, we should use the broader type of the larger type of Amma, not to use the Sochkos, not the Dochkos, to use the larger Tefach in measuring such Ammas. But certainly all areas of halacha get an amma bas shisha tvachim. So, frankly, Gemara, but if that's the whole chiddush of Mishum Gamliel, velema amas klayim lo yitzamtzim. So, why didn't he just say it? Why does he have to say that by klayim it's six tvachim and also lo yitzamtzim? Let him just say straight out amas klayim lo yitzamtzim. Ba'ama bas shisha l'mu'utemai. What's he coming to teach me when he says ba'ama bas shisha? That implies that there's some other amma that's not measured with the six tefach amma. So what amma is that? Lav l'mu'utei amma sukkah v'amas mavui? Isn't he coming to tell me that an amma of a sukkah and an amma of a mavui is not measured with six tefachim? So don't you see that the Tanakama has to argue Rav Mishum Gamliel, and Tanakama must hold that all ammas are six tefachim, but Rav Mishum Gamliel says that only the Amma of Klayim is six tefachim, so Rav Mishum Gamliel would necessarily be going against Rava. So says Gemara Lo, Lemu'utei Amma Yesod V'Amma Sovev. No, when we say that there's some other Amma that's not measured by six tefachim, that's measured by five tefachim, it's not talking about Mavoi, it's not talking about Sukkah. All of those things are with six tefachim, like Rava had said. And everyone agrees to that. All the Tanaim agree to that. When do we ever have an Amma that's measured by five tefachim? The Amma of the Yesod and the Amma of the Sovev on the Mizbeach. There are different parts of the Mizbeach, as the Pasuk elaborates. The Pasuk says, Tichsiv, Ve'ele midos ha-Mizbeach, Ba'amos Amma Amma v'tofach, V'cheka Amma v'Amma rocha, V'gvula al-Sfas ha-Saviv zeres ha-Echad, V'zeh gav ha-Mizbeach. So we dash in each phrase in the pasuk. Cheka ama ze yisod, va'ama rochav ze soviv. Cheka ama refers to the yisod, the bottom part of the mizbeach, the bottom ama of the mizbeach. Va'ama rochav ze soviv. Ama rochav refers to the next area of the mizbeach, which is the tallest part of the mizbeach, five amos tall, and then you go in one ama, that's the soviv. V'gvula el sfas ha-saviv elu akranos. That's all the way at the very top of the Mizbeach. There are the karnos of Mizbeach, which are each of these four one-by-one amma squares on the top of the Mizbeach. V'zeh gav ha-mizbeach, zeh Mizbeach ha-zahav. That refers to the Mizbeach ha-zahav. So this is a discussion in the Rishonim, most notably Rashi over here. So what the Gemara is saying, according to Rava, the maskana of the Gemara is that when you're dealing with an amma of Mavoi and of Sukkah and of Klayim, we're always going to use Amma Bas Shisha Tvachim. When do we use Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim? Only when it comes to the Amos of the Mizbeach. But which Amos of the Mizbeach are we talking about are measured by five Tvachim? Are all the Amos of the Mizbeach measured by five Tvachim? Meaning, the way the Mizbeach is constructed is that the bottom of the Mizbeach goes up one Amma, in one Amma. Then up five amos, in one amma. Then up three amos, and then you have the dalet karnos ha-mizbeach that reach one amma by one amma. So is the up one amma five tefachim and in one amma five tefachim? Or is one of those maybe six tefachim? The up five amos, those are also five tefach amos, And in is everything five tefachim? Which of the amos of the mizbeach are five tefachim, and which are six tefachim? So the way it boils down is machlokas rishonim between Rashi and the Rambam, and it comes out like this. When it comes to the yesod, Rashi over here says that it's only the height of the yesod that's bas chamisha tefachim. So it would be up five tefachim on the bottom of the yesod, and then in six tefachim. The amma that you go in would be six tefachim. The Rambam, however, says, no, both the up and the in by the yesod are five tefach ammas. So it's up five tefachim and in five tefachim. The Me'iri says the opposite of Rashi. He says it's up six tefachim, in five tefachim. So three basic shitos when it comes to the yesod. What about the sovev? So Rashi and the Rambam write that only the amma of the knisa is measured by five tefachim, but the height of the sovev is six tefachim, six tefach amos. So if the sovev is five amos tall, it's five amos times six tefachim. That means it's 30 tefachim tall. Just when you go in with the one amma, that's five tefachim. That's agreed upon both Rashi and the Rambam. The Karnos HaMizbeach, according to Rashi, again, the height and the width are amma bas chamisha, that they're supposed to be squares, and therefore both the height and the width of it is five tefach amos. According to the Rambam, again, this Rambam, Beis HaBechira, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin and Ches, only the height is five tefachim, the rochav is six tefachim. So it turns out, according to the Rambam, the Karnos HaMizbeach are actually not square. The height is less than the width. The width is six tefach amma. The height is only five tefach amma. Good. So this is the machlokas between Rava and Abaye. How to understand in general when we deal with amos. So how do we paskin machlokas Rava and Abaye? So davar pashut how we paskin. We're always going to paskin like Rava. Hilchos Rava, except for the yal tigam. Whenever you have a machlokas Rava and Abaye in Shas. So it is interesting. Shulchan Aruch does paskin like Rava. Shulchan Aruch in Orchaim Simchat Shimon and Test and Simchat Sadivav that we do paskin like Rava, that kol amos were modeit bas shisha tefachim. We always measure by a mavoi, by a sukkah. Everything is always six tefach amma. What's interesting is the reason that we paskin that way. The Rush says we paskin like Rava because the Gemara we just read shows us that Rava could fit into both shitos in Tanaim, whereas Abaye locks himself in dafka to the shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel and against the shita of the Tanakama. So we'd rather paskin like the Amora that fits with all the Tanaim than the Amora that has to only fit with one Tana and not the other. So the Bach already asks Sim Shin Samach Gimel, the Bach says, why does the Rush need that reason? What about the rule? The rule is we always paskin like Rava except for Yal Kigam. The Rush needs to tell me that the reason we paskin like Rava, the Rush and Simon Gimel over here, that the reason we paskin like Rava is because of the it won't be subject to machlokas tanaim. So the Bach says what you see from here is that the rule that we pass like Rav Chutz Miyal Kigam won't apply to this machlokas. Why won't the rule apply to this machlokas? Because the rule only applies when Abaye and Rava are arguing midas atzmam. But if Abaye and Rava are arguing about what somebody else said, they're arguing about a shita of Rav Nachman, so then we would not say that the halacha is always going to be like Rava, chutz mi'al kigam, then we're going to need to really paskin. There are certain fundamental differences between arguing in your own shitos versus arguing about what somebody else said. Rashi Maseches Ksubos, for instance, points out that the rule of Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim, that both sides are saying something that's actually divrei Elokim Chaim, that actually has a din of Torah and is true, is only when they're arguing about a shita, they're arguing about a halacha. When two people argue about what somebody else said, then we wouldn't say Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim, because the person said something and he didn't say the other thing. When you're arguing about a halacha, so you could say that there's room in Torah for both points of view to be part of Torah. But when you're arguing about what somebody said, somebody's wrong. Somebody's just not getting it right. So that's what Rashi writes in Maseches Ksuvos. You wouldn't say Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. So another important difference is this Bach, that we would only say the halachas like Rav Chutz Miyal Kigam when they're arguing their own shita, not when they're arguing about what somebody else said. Carbon Salad just points out that the Rush himself in Bava Metzia doesn't seem to be consistent with this. The Rush says the halachas like Rava, even when they argue in another Shita of an Amora in Maseches Bava Metzia, and therefore he says that maybe the Rush over here is just trying to add Stam, another reason. He's giving another reason why to pass like Rava. But in a Chinami, the primary reason to pass like Rava is because you always pass like Rava. Chutz Miyal Kigam. In the Chachma Shlomo, in the Shlomo Kluger's Hagos, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, in Simshin Chaimuk Shin Samach Gimel, he says that no, there's another reason that the Rush needs to say what he says over here. He says, if we were to rely on the rule of Yalkigam, so Yalkigam just is a mnemonic. It stands for six halachas throughout Shas, where we always pass, where we pass them like Abaye. But the there are machloksim in Rishonim about what the mnemonic stands for, about what the various letters in the mnemonic stand for. So maybe the mem might be mitzumtzamos. Maybe the mem is about this this case, that it's about whether we measure the tefach with mitzumtzamos or we measure with sochos. So if the mem is this case, so then maybe this should be one of the exceptions. So the Rosh has to tell me, no, this is one of the cases we definitely want to pass like Rava. So let's make the mem in the kigam, in the yal kigam, not be this. Let's make the mem be something else, which is we pass in this mumaroch on the velos lahachis. That's the sugya in Sanhedrin about Suleidos, but it's not about mitzumtzamos. So that's in terms of why we paskin like we paskin. Now we generally, the Rava says that all amos ram bashisha just halosochos halolatzevos, meaning similar to how Abaye said that there are two ways to measure and we're always more machmir. Rav also says there are two ways to measure and we're always more machmir. It's just that he gives it different two ways. Instead of saying six tefachim versus five tefachim, he talks about how to measure the tefach. So Rav Akiva Eiger has a fascinating suffix. Rav Akiva Eiger in his Hagos and Shulchan Aruch in Sim Shin Samach Himmel, he says this idea that we're always machmir, that we're always machmir in the shir of an amma, whether it's sochos or atzevos, is this a din in suffix, that we're always machmir mi suffix? Or is that the Ikra Din? That any time it says Amma, we always assume that that it means the Amma that's going to be a Chumra. Not Midin Safek, but Midin Vaday. So in the Mai Nafkamina, whether it's Midin Safek, Midin Vaday, either way, we're always assuming the Chumra. It says Nafkamina is the following case. Let's say you have, in one Medida, you have two things that are going to be so to each other. For example, you have a Mavoy that's exactly four Tfachim. Why? The Mavoy itself has a size of exactly four tefachim mitzumtzamos, and it has a height of a sarat tefachim that's exactly 10 tefachim, and you put a lechi or a korah at a height of exactly 10 tefachim. So is that going to be kosher? According to the tzad that it's a safek, so l'chora we should be machmir, because maybe the exact 10 tefachim lechi is actually shorter than 10 tefachim, so we're going to have to be machmir. But the size of the mavoi itself, yeah, that's 4 tefachim. That really is 4 tefachim, and therefore we're going to be machmir, because we're just always going to be machmir in both directions. But if you say that, no, there is really a right answer, it's either atzevos or it's sochos, there is one way to measure a tefach, we just don't know, it's, so we're machmir misafek, well then mimanafshuch, you're okay over here, because either the mavoi is not large enough to require a lechi, or the lechi is large enough to be matan the mavoi. One or the other is true, so mimanafshuch, it would be okay if there is a right and a wrong answer, miman of shuchu would be okay. That's if it was mitaras safek. But if it's mitaras vaday, so then we would have a problem. That's what Rabbi Kivager points out, is the nafkamino over here. And he points out from Tosos and tomorrow's daf and daf hey, it seems to be that it's a din in vaday, not a din in safek, and therefore if it's a din in vaday, we can't be machmir when the two things are so no, that it's a, I'm sorry, a din in safek, not a din in vaday, and therefore we cannot be machmir when two things are so to each other. One more point before we move on: the shear we said of a mavoi, according to Rava, is that we have to be machmir, that we're machmir in the shear of a mavoi. So the Achronim all wonder, mavoi is the din drabanan. So Klayim, I understand, Sukkah, I understand. We're always going to be machmir in the shir because those are dinim d'araisa. But when it comes to mavoi, the whole ikur din of mavoi is drabanan. Why are we always going l'churma by a din of mavoi? We should normally say that safik drabanan is l'kula. So the three basic approaches in the achronim. Bir Alacha in Simon Shin Samach Gimel says in the name of Tosefa Shabbos that it's not considered a Safek because this is a Safek Machmas Chesron Yediya. It's a Safek because we simply don't know. We don't know what the Shir of a Tefach is. That's not called a real Safek. Safek is a Safek in Halacha. So that's what he writes. That's why we're not going to be making on the Safek. Minchas Chinuch says that it's considered a Safek Daraisa. This is not called a Safek in the Rabbanon. Yes, the Din of Mavoi is Rabbanon. Our Safek is not about the Dinim of Mavoi. Our Safek is about what's called an amma. What's called an amma is a din d'oraisa. It has many ramifications in dinim d'oraisa. So that's why he says we're not going to be mekel on the suffik. The Aruch HaShulchan says no, there's no suffik at all over here. There's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai b'toras vaday that bein ruvachas bein mitzumtzamos are kosher b'kol makom. Unbelievable chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. He says the fact that we have two ways of measuring a tefach, that's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's just the Gemara's way of saying that Hashem tells us, you know what, lo nit natar l'malchei asharis. I can't expect you to get exact measurements of everything. You don't have tape measures. You'll get roughly the right measurement. And really, they're both 100% kosher. Lo nit natar l'malchei asharis. Some people are able to hold their fingers together really tightly and they can get a real amma dochek, a real tefach dochek. Some people are weaker. They can't hold their fingers together so tightly. Some people have slightly larger hands. So he says, when it comes to dalet amos that the Torah gives for every person in Shabbos, that you're allowed to be metalta within dalet amos, so the Ramah paskins that you're modid ba'amma muruvachas. Mavui, which is hiluch harabin, so what are you going to do? You're going to measure by each person? It's hiluch, mavui is for everybody, it's not for one. So if it were about my dalet amos, so the Torah says, you know, either way, just measure however, whatever, amma muruvachas for you, because that works, that's okay. We're allowed to be mekel. Mavui is for the masses, though, so you can't use an individual's measurement for the masses. So you can't be mekel for some people, because for other people, it would fit the measurement. So that's why we have to be machmir by a mavui. And the same with sukkah and klayim. It's something that's nogea to many people, so the chum say we have to be machmir. That's the unbelievable chudushtik approach of the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Lamed Gimel, and Lamed Dalet. Okay, now we move on to the main part of today's daf, and that is shiurin chatzitzin u'mechitzin. So let's again pick up at the two dots now. Dalet amar aleph. Amar Reb Chiya Barashi Amar Rav. Shiurin chatzitzin u'mechitzin halacha l'moshe m'sinai. These three areas of shiurim, chatzitza by a mikvah and mechitza, when it comes to the halachas of erev and the halachas of sukkah, wherever we need a mechitza, that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So frak the Gemara one by one. We're going to ask on each one of these. Shiurin da'oraisahu. What do you mean shiurim are halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Shiurim is a din da'oraisa. Where's it din da'oraisa? It says in Pasuk, Eretz Chitu Sa'ora V'Gomer Vam Rav Chanan Kol HaPasuk HaZeh L'Shiur Nemar. The entire Pasuk that lists off the Minim Shenishtabchu Be'an Eretz Yisrael, the various Minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with for having, are all references to different Shiurim. And we'll go through them one by one. Chita L'Chaditanan En L'Chnas L'Bayis HaMenuga V'Kele V'Al K'seifav V'Sandal V'Tabaos HaBiyadav. Where do we see chita being a shir? If a person goes into a house that has tzaras and he's carrying his clothing, he's carrying his jewelry in his hand, so everything becomes tamei right away. But hayalavush kelev v'sandalav. Let's say he's wearing his clothing and his shoes v'sandalav baraglav. His shoes are on his feet. V'tabosav v'etzbosav. His fingers are on his fingers. Hu tamei miyad. So he'll become tamei right away. But vehein taranat sheyisha b'kitei achilus pas. Chitin velo pas saorin mesavochel b'liftan. So then he's going to be the clothing and all the items that he's wearing only become tameh if he stays in the house that has tzaras for a long enough time that we would call a kedei achilas pras. How do we define a kedei achilas pras? The amount of time it takes to eat a half of a loaf of bread made out of wheat flour, not made out of barley flour. Barley takes longer to digest, takes longer to chew on, longer to eat, but wheat flour is finer and therefore it's easier to eat. That's how we measure. We measure it by wheat. So that's what the pasuk was referring to when it says when it says chita. It's referring to that shear of kedei achilas pras. Now, this kedei achilas pras is an unusual kedei achilas pras because you're not eating anything. We're talking about a shear kedei achilas pras while you're in a house that has tzaras. How long do you have to be in that house till your items become tameh? What about when you are eating something? So how do we measure kedei achilas pras? Is it also based on pas chitin? Meaning if I'm eating matzah that's made out of, let's say I have a wheat allergy. People have wheat allergies. A good friend of mine has wheat allergy. One of the Rebbeim in Yeshiva. So he has to order special matzahs that are made out of I forgot which grain, one of the other grains, but he gets matzahs made out of one of the other. I think he's machmir not to use oats, because oats is a discussion whether it really is one of the five grains. Rav Shach holds it's not, that it's not one of the five grains. But whatever it is, so he uses some other spelt matzahs, right, so he'll use a matzah like, so do you measure the kezayis in the amount of time it takes to eat a kezayis of wheat matzahs? And do you measure the kezayis in the amount of time it takes to eat whatever it is that you're eating? And even if you're talking about wheat, so is it based on wheat matzahs or wheat bread? It's a lot easier to eat a kezayis of wheat bread than it is to eat a kezayis of wheat matzah. So we're within it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan already. Yochel me Rosh Chodesh. So let's already start talking halachas of Pesach, right? So there's a discussion about this topic in the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel Oz Dalet, where he says it's interesting that we have a lot of places in Shas where it mentions Kedei Achilas Pras, but it never gives us a shear of how long that is. Why doesn't it just it would be so much easier. Instead of all the Akronim having to try to figure out, Chassam Sofer saying, I'm convinced it's 9 minutes, other people convinced it's 2 minutes. How much time do you have to eat your kezayis of matzah? So says the Minchas Chinuch, there is no shear. The reason Chazal never gave us a shear, they just said Kedei Achilas Pras, is because it depends on what you're eating. Everything is based on the item that you happen to be eating, so that's the Kedei Achilas Pras of that item. That turns out to be a gevaldika kula with matzah. All the people that stuff their face with the massive amounts of matzah because they have very large shirim of kezayis and they try to get it all within 2 minutes. So according to Minchas Chinuch, you have plenty of time, because however large your kezayis of matzah is, you have the amount of time that it takes to eat six times that amount of matzah for a normal person. So you just eat it normally and you're safe. As long as you don't take long breaks in the middle, if you just eat it normally, you're 100% safe. This is how the Minchas Chinuch writes, Mori v'Rabbi Shefter paskens this way la'alacha. It would turn out other nafkaminas also. What about Yom Kippur? We give a chola and Yom Kippur to eat. So we tell him to eat if he's a chola that can get by on shiurim and doesn't need to eat more than shiur. So we give him to eat within a kedei achilas pras. Say every 9 minutes you should eat this amount of food. So maybe it should depend on the kind of food that we're giving him. It depends on the food that he's eating. You'd have to be mishayer each time, for that type of food. How often he's allowed to eat it? Minchas Chinuch says another nafkamina would be that in what the Mishnah Lamelech discussed in Hilchos Brachos, if a person drinks coffee, so the Mishnah Lamelech wonders, how do you make a bracha achron on coffee? It's very hot. It's very hard to drink a full shear within the Kedei Achilas Pras. So he's not sure whether you make a bracha achron or not. So Mishnah Berurah suggests you should be machmir by drink a little bit, but leave at the end the revius, for it to cool off a little bit. So leave a revius when it gets lukewarm, and then just down that revius. And that way you for sure have to do a bracha achrona. Because it's a suffix whether how to measure it. Do you measure it by the food, or do you measure it? Minchas Chinuch says you measure it by the food. And since it's normal to drink hot coffee very slowly, so you'd be able to make a bracha achrona even if you drink your hot coffee very slowly. You don't need to leave a revius at the end. This is the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch in terms of how to measure a kedei achilas pras when it comes to other halachos outside of Bayis HaManuga, which obviously is not so practical for us. But we go weiter in the Pasuk. Every word in this Pasuk is about some Shir Da'oraisa. Sa'ora, Ditran, Etzem Kesora, Metame Mago Masav, Enem Metame Ba'oel. A bone the size of a Sa'ora is Metame B'mago B'masav, if you touch it or if you carry it, but it's not Metame Ba'oel. It doesn't become Tame if you're in the same room as it, nor if you're Ma'ahil over it. Gefen, Kedei Revius Yayin L'Nazir. When it says Gefen in the Pasuk, that's how we learn the Shir of Revius Yayin for a Nazir, that a Nazir is chayiv for drinking a Revius of Yayin. Te'ina, Kegrogros Lotzah Shabbos. Te'ina, we just learned in Masech HaShabbos that when you're dealing with food, with carrying food on Shabbos, the shear is going to be a grogros. Even though each item that you carry on Shabbos, the shear that you chayiv for carrying depends on how much of that item is considered chashuv. When we're dealing with food, the shear is always a grogros, like a dried fig. It's a discussion in the Akronim. Why dafka a dried fig? Meaning it says te'ina. What gives the indication that has to be a dried fig and not a wet fig, right? Not a fig that's not dried. So I saw the discussion in the Achronim is as follows, that the Sfasemis raises this kasha. Sfasemis has two approaches. He says it could be that's part of the halacha of Moshe Mishinai, that it's Yevesha Dafka, because the Gemara is going to conclude that this is not really learned from a pasuk. It's all really halacha of Moshe Mishinai. So if it's all really halacha of Moshe Mishinai, maybe that's part of the halacha of Moshe Mishinai. Or he says Te'ena could be interpreted in two ways. It could be moist or it could be dry. So he says Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta, Tafasta Mua Tafasta. You always go with the smaller shear. So that's how we know it's a dry fig. He says, yeah, that's really wonderful. But if you're going to say tefasta mua tefasta, so why is a zayis a moist zayis? Right, when we go through the shear of a kazayis, it's not a dried zayis. He says, because the pasuk doesn't say zayis, it says zeis shemen. Zeis shemen means a zayis that's still full of its oil. So that's a moist zayis. Why is a dvash tamar measured by moisture? So he says, because it calls it dvash, doesn't call it a tamar. So if it calls it dvash, obviously it's saying that it's very moist. Whenever we talk about dvash, whenever we talk about honey, it always means dvash tamar. Stam dvash is dvash tamar. Someone asked, my father pointed out to me last week that at first he was wondering, and the Gemara said in last week's staff that there was spoke about a camel that's carrying spoiled honey. So the honey itself is mukta. Honey doesn't spoil. So what do you mean spoiled honey? The only thing you could use it for is to rub on the wounds of the animal. So he said you have to untie the bags and just let it fall down, right? So honey doesn't spoil. Bee honey doesn't spoil, but stam dvash is dvash tamarim, right? So that's so our Gemara is about to point that out as well. Says Gemara Vayter, rimon kiditnan kol klei bali batim shiran karimonim. When you want to measure how big of a hole has to be in a kli in order to make the kli no longer able to be makabel tuma, it has to be such a large hole that the kli can no longer hold rimonim. The rimonim will fall right through the kli. Eretz zeis shemen. And what do we learn from there? Eretz shakol shiur kazaisim. Well, that's every shear. Every shear is a kazais because we always have kazais for all different achilos. It's kol shiur mar kazaisim. Says Mar, kol shiur asal kadaituch veika hanidamer. What do you mean? We just went through a bunch of shiurim that are not a kazais. How could you say everything is a kazais? Ela'ima eretz sharov shiur kazaisim. No, you have to say as it means the land that most of the shiurim are a kazais, but not lav dafka. Every shear is a kazais. Dvash. When we say dvash, that's referring to the koseves agas in Yom Kippurim. The size of a date is the amount that you're allowed to, that, not that you're allowed to eat, but the amount that you'd be chayiv for eating on Yom Kippur. And less than a date, one would not be chayiv. V'tizbra shiur mikhtav ksivi elahilchsa ninuvas mechina rabban anakrayi. So says the Gemara, meaning before the word v'tizbra is the big question mark. That was all one long question. The question was, how could you say shiur naralach l'moshe misinai? We have this whole pasuk, and every word in this pasuk is a din, is showing us that shiurim are based on a pasuk. It's a din dar raisa, straight from a pasuk. It's not alach al Moshe Misinai. So Gemara's answer is no. The shiurim doesn't say in the pasuk what the shiurim are for which halachas. It just gives us names of different fruits in the pasuk. So obviously it's alach al Moshe Misinai. It's an asmachta on the pasuk. The pasuk is just used as an asmachta to remember the alach al Moshe Misinai. Now whether asmachta really just means to remember or asmachta means something more than that, that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ritva. The Rambam writes that Asmachta is just a mnemonic device. It's a good way to remember things, but it's nothing more than that. That's the Rambam Nakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis, that there's no real remez to it in the pasuk. There's no shaychus in the pasuk. It's just an easy way of remembering things. The Ritva and Rashana Tazayin and Aleph says that you cannot say like those who claim that asmachtos are just a simin shenasun chachamim. No, and that the Torah is nothing didn't really intend to speak about this. No, absolutely, the Torah meant to say tell you something about it, and therefore a din d'rabbanan that has an asmachta is at a higher level than a din d'rabbanan that doesn't have an asmachta, because it's the Torah giving the wink to the Chachamim that this is where we want you to make a din d'rabbanan without the Torah itself making the din. Now, there is an interesting discussion with Shana when we talk about Shiurim, whether B'nai Noach have the same Shiurim that Yisrael has, meaning if a Ben Noach eats Eivir Min Achai, is it Dafka B'Kazayis, right, that he's going to be Chayef, or do we say that no, there's no Shiurim even in Mashu? The Rambam in the 9th paragraph of Chesim Malach Yud writes that a Ben Noach is Chayef Eivir Min Achai V'Al Basar Min Achai. Chai B'Kol Shehu, that Shirim are only given to Yisrael, they're not given to Bnei Noach. The Radvaz explains, because all the Shirim are Lachal Moshe Misinai. The Bnei Noach were Chayiv not from Misinai, Bnei Noach Chayiv in Zayin Mitzos from before Sinai, from Noach. So it's not from some of them before Noach also, but throughout different stages, they became Chayiv in Sheva Mitzos. So it was before Lachal Moshe Misinai. So why would they be bound to Lachal Moshe Misinai? This was all given to Yisrael. However, Tosus and Chulin Daflam and Gimel and Aleph disagrees. He says, a guy is Aser Bevram Nachai B'Mashu, Basar Gidim Ve'etzem. That when's it a Mashu? Only if he has a full Eiver, if he has Basar Gidim Ve'etzemos. But if he eats Basar Minachai, the implication is, then it's only going to be because Zayis. And apparently, Prima Gadim points out in Yerodea, Sim Samach Beis, what's the Nekuda Samach Lokas? Nekuda Samach Lokas is what the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai does over here. Is the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai telling me a Halacha, or is the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai defining what the word Achila means? If the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is telling me a Halacha, that you only get an Onesh if you eat this shear, so okay, that's for Yisrael, that's not for Bnei Noach. Then the Rambam would be correct. That would be the Rambam's point of view. But maybe the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is just giving me a definition. What does the word Achila mean? Achila doesn't mean even a mashahu. Achila means a certain shear. If that's the case, well, Ben Noach is only chayiv on when he does an achila, and therefore Ben Noach would also be subject to the shear of a kezayis. There's also a discussion. The Rush discusses whether the shear of Yud Gimel Shanim of a 13-year-old being a bar mitzvah, 12-year-old being a bas mitzvah, is that also halacha l'moshe misina? Is that included in shiurim? Is that one of the shiurim? The Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Kovtzadi says that if you say like that, a goy katan who's less than 9 years old, Shabbal Limo, or Nachri Shabbal Shararayos, even that's less than 3 years old, if the girl's less than 3 years old, should be Nera Kegadol. Because if it's a shear, then it wouldn't be Nogaya to Bnei Noach. Again, assuming, like the Rambam, that shear are not Shaykh to Bnei Noach. But if you say it's not a shear, so then maybe that number is valuable to Bnei Noach also. So does a Ben Noach's bar mitzvah mean anything? Okay, interesting discussion in the Achronim. Vait in the Gemara, that was all about shearing. What about chatzit? Chatzitzin daraisaninu. How can you say that chatzitzos halacha l'moshe misinai? Chatzitzos, in fact, it seems chatzitzos, in fact, a din daraisa. Where do we see that it's din daraisa? D'chsiv rachatz is kol besaro shloi davar chotzitz bein besaro l'mayim. That we learn from rachatz kol besaro that you're not allowed to have anything chotzitz between a person's body and the water when they go to the mikvah. So shloi davar chotzitz bein besaro l'mayim. B'mayim b'mei mikvah. Kol besaro mayim shekol gufo kol besaro mayim shekol gufo olabehen. When we say kol besaro, it means it has to be water that your entire body could fit in at one time. The kamehain, how much water does that have to be? Amma al amma berom gimel amos. We assume that the size of a mikveh has to be one amma by one amma with a height of three amos. We assume a person is three amos tall. We assume the mikveh is one amma by one amma because the size of a person is one amma by one amma. We assume that by Hilchos Sukkah as well, that Rosh of Aruba, we assume, fits into six tefachim by six tefachim, and that's according to Machlokas Tanoim, what the minimum size of a sukkah is. But if you hold the Rosh of Aruba, that means six tefachim by six tefachim. We assume that's the size of a person. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. When we say that a person is three amos tall, does that mean to the top of his head he's three amos tall, or only to about his shoulders he's three amos tall? So one of the rayas they bring is, well, we say by a mikveh, he's got to fit his entire body in the mikveh, and the whole thing is only three amos tall. So that's what the Bali Atosos point out. Yeah, when he goes in the water, the water level rises, because he takes up a lot of the space. So if the water is shoulder level height, and it's in this thing that's one amma by one amma, and he goes in, so there will be enough water to rise above his head. So that's exactly to shoulder height. But anyway, how much is that? How much water is that? Vishiru chacham mei mikvah mem sa. The chacham figured out that it's 40 sa. So bottom line is, you see, it's a din dar raisa, and it's not a lachal moshe misinai. Says Mark, he is hilchus al sa'aro. Halachal moshe misinai comes to tell us about the seyar, about the hair, that also needs to be in the mikvah. Rab barafuna, dam rab barafuna, nima achas kshuru chutzat. Not that it has to be in the mikvah, but that there can't be a chatzitz on the seyar. Because we find Rab barafuna says that if you have one hair that's knotted, that's a chatzitz. Shalosh ein chatzitz. Three that are knotted together are not a chatzitz, because we assume the knot's a little looser, the water will be able to get in. Shtayim ein yodev. Two hairs are knotted together, then we're not sure. Saru nami dar raisu, frankly, no, hair is also din dar raisa. That's also not just halachal moshe misinai. Tanya, v'rachatz kol b'saro es kol b'saro, es hatafel b'saro. We darshan that it includes that which is tafel to his basar, v'zehu sayar. So we see that hair is already included in the pasuk. So says Gemara Kiyasai Hilchasa, why do I need halacha l'moshe misinei about hair? L'rubo l'miuto, ul'makbid l'shein makbid, to teach me the different halachas of chatzitza, not just about hair in general, about chatzitza. The chatzitza is not just anything that's on your skin. It goes as follows, Rabbi Yitzchak, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, Dvar Torah rubo makbid l'chotzeitz, midah oraisa, the only thing that's meaning chatzitza, the mikvah, is something that covers the majority of your body, and your makbid, you don't want it there. When do you ever have that? You're in full scuba gear or something. Now, you don't always want the scuba gear on you, so it covers the majority of your body. You go in the mikvah, you're full of mud all over your body. So that's rubo makbid. That's what it takes to have a chatzitza on a daraisa level. V'sheinu makbid l'aveinu chotzeitz. Midaraisa, if you're not makbid on it, it's not going to be a chatzitza. V'gazval rubo sheinu makbid mishum rubo makbid. They made a gzera that if something covers the majority of your body, but you want it there, that's also going to be a chatzitza. To a case of ruba makbid, valmiuta makbid bishum ruba makbid. Not only were they gozer that, which is not so practical, but they were also gozer, and this is very practical, when something covers a minority of your body, but you don't want it there. A woman forgets to take off a nail polish on one of her fingernails. So that's certainly, it's embarrassing for her to walk out like that. That's something she's makbid, it's a minority of her body. That's a chatzitza midrabanan. Chatzitza midrabanan is still a real chatzitza. She would have to be tovelis again. She'd have to go to the mikvah again with a chatzitza midrabanan. So, frankly, Gemara of Lixon Nami al Mutu Shein Makbid, Mishimutu Makbid, Inam Mishimrubo Shein Makbid. Why don't we take the Gzera one step further and even be Gozer on a Miyut Shein Makbid? He guva Gzera, Vananekum, Nigzer Gzera, Gzera. That itself is Gzera. We're not going to make a Gzera on top of Gzera. Mechitzos, the third area, Doraisen Inu. That's also not a Lachal Mishimutu. That's Doraisa, Domar, Aron Tishav Kaporis Tefach, Hare Kanasara. We learn from the Aron that a total of 10 Tefach makes a mechitza. Lo tzrichel Rabbi Yehuda damer amas binyan ba'ama bashisha, amas kelim ba'ama bashamisha. No, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, the aron was only five. The amos of various kelim are measured by six tefach amos, not five tefach amos, not six tefach amos. And therefore, when we say the aron was 1.5 amos tall, it does not mean 9 tefachim. It means only 7.5 tefachim. Plus the kaporis is only one more tefach. It's only 8.5 tefachim. So we do not learn mechitzos of asar tefachim from there. Lo rameir damer kol amos ayu ben. According to Rameir, that all Amos were Amos Benonios. So what are you going to say? So the Rameir, Kiasa Yilchsa, Lagud Lavil Dofan Akuma. Rameir was saying, we learn Mechitza from the Pasuk, the Halacha Moshe Messina comes to teach us details of the Mechitza. Good, Lavud, and Dofan Akuma. Okay.